Hey, what's up? This is the Path to Stardom podcast with me, Sadia B, where we grow our fan base from zero to 1,000 fans. Thanks to everyone who's been listening and watching. Today's tip of the day is a music tip of the day. The music tip of the day has to do with how to write catchy hooks and choruses for songs. Making a catchy hook, making a catchy chorus for a song will make your song memorable. It'll make your song memorable to people who are musically inclined, people who aren't musically inclined. It'll just make your song memorable to the world. So what is one secret to write a catchy, memorable chorus? One way to do it is by using catchphrases, using things that people often say all the time that you just take for granted. Drake is really good at this. For example, he has started from the bottom, now we're here. Everybody knows that. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Instead of just saying it as a phrase, he turned that into a whole song. Another example of this would be a song that I made. I actually never put out the song because I was making music with my ex. That's another video. Anyways, the name of the song, and it was really, really catchy, was called With Me or Against Me. As you know, with me or against me is a common phrase people say. You're either with me or against me. And that's basically what my chorus was like. It was like, you with me or against me, 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 you with me or against me every day, yay, yay. And then, you know, the chorus and all the other words that came with it. It was really catchy. It was really, really good. But anyways, think about that. Get a notebook. Get your phone. Write a list of 25 to 30 phrases that you hear often. Then when you start to write your song, make your song on guitar, piano, or just hear a beat, start using those phrases that you have written down that maybe you say all the time, or that you have found online, or that you just thought of out of your head, and start making catchy choruses out of them. Be creative, add extra words. Choruses are usually 8 bars, so you can definitely make it creative by using the catchy phrase one or two times, then going with something of your own afterwards, or you could be like Drake and just do, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, not a whole crew here. See, he even changed it a little bit. But just use that creativity, because these little phrases that you say and people say all the time will make your song easy to remember, because people already say those phrases anyways. Then you just add music to it, you just add a beat to it, and people are going to be like, I like that song. Because it's easy to remember, easy to understand, and has a memorable message of something that they recognize and probably already like. So that's a really interesting, cool cheat code. So guys, let me know how your songs go after you make some good choruses out of little catchy phrases or idioms that you might say all the time. And even, you know, if you say a phrase all the time that not many people say, throw that into your song. And as long as it's catchy, people will start saying it. So you can even be a trendsetter. Quick recap of the tip of the day is this. Find common phrases, common idioms that people use in your language. We're speaking English, so use English. Or different phrases that you use, and turn them into a song. Just have a running list on your phone, in a notebook, whatever it is. So when you want to make a chorus for a song, or you want to just have a topic, because half the time, the hardest part about writing a song is just knowing what to talk about and staying on purpose, at least for me sometimes. So by having a book of different phrases, it just gives you different ideas of things you can talk about, and it also makes you more creative because you don't have to be stuck to the same sorts of topics that you may be talking about all the time. It just pushes you and stretches you even more as an artist. So definitely just use that as a tip so people can remember your song, to make your songs easy for people to just sing along to. And yeah, and the Chinese word of the day is mi fan. Mi fan is rice, like a bowl of rice. You know, people always say, hey, how come Chinese people, they're not like fat when they eat rice all the time? Because honestly, they really don't eat rice that much. They eat a lot of meat and veggies, and rice is used as like a filler. So oftentimes in China, you can go to a Chinese restaurant and they will not give you rice unless you ask specifically for rice, because it's not really seen as that important. It's just, if you're still hungry, you want to eat rice, okay. they'll give you some rice. So anyways, thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys found it helpful. And please just message me on Instagram at Sadia.B or send me a message at patsastardenpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we will talk soon.